Your students told me that you started to practice Zazen because you wanted to have an activity for when you get old. Well, I have at least two activities I've decided I'm going to continue to do throughout my old age. And one of them is my advanced yoga practice. And I've been meaning to ask, or not ask so much, but to discuss the relationship between my yoga practice and Zazen, or Zen practice, since I got here, started visiting Green Gulch in September. But I've held off from asking because it seems so trivial to ask it, and in some ways I feel that I've already figured out the answers to my question.
Please tell me the answer.
Well, I agree with what Buddha says, at least according to a book called What the Buddha Taught, in the section of the book that discusses the mind culture, or cultivating the mind, and the process of doing that by engaging the body-mind integration. And in that book it described that, well, I'll just cut to the chase. Buddha doesn't consider mystical states produced by whatever activity, including yogic practice, as essential to enlightenment, because what it does is simply leave one in feeling happy in life, as opposed to the other type of meditation that involves the body, which I think in the book was referred to as, quote, Buddhist meditation, end quote. And that type of meditation leads to realizing the nature of things. And although Buddha himself was purported to have achieved the highest levels of mystical yogic experiences, I believe I have achieved that to some level, but yet I don't feel that it's the ultimate, or I don't believe that it's, I can't even articulate it. It's not enough. But it definitely has helped me because, well, I do know that since I've been practicing advanced yoga, it's allowed me to be more open to ambiguity, rudderlessness, to accept help from others, which I generally have difficulty with, to love pain, which I'm very good at doing, and to even love brokenness. But I would like to add Zazen to my list of things that I want to do when I get old. But I have to admit that since I've been sitting here since September, well, not continuously, but during my visits, there's not one moment while I sat when there's no activity in my mind or that I was able to follow my breath. I have a very active and energetic mind, and it seems like this type of body-mind activity doesn't balance the activity in my mind. There are only about, I think two activities that do that for me, and one of them is practicing Advanced Yoga. If you're aware of some of those, they call asanas, yoga poses that we do in yoga classes, if I don't pay attention, I would literally fall on my face. And I would be happy to demonstrate a few of them here, but I don't have the right garb. But maybe I can do one that's not inverted. I could do, we actually have a pose called chair. It's a sitting pose. Can I demonstrate that?
Actually, could I say something?
Of course.
I think that in some sense, the relationship between so-called zazen and yoga is that they're both yoga practices. Zazen is a yoga practice, but the zazen of this school is, in some sense, it's the way of practicing yoga. In sitting in this room, or in doing the asanas you're finding helpful, it would be to practice those asanas. For example, if you were doing some of those asanas which you find helpful, they would be zazen if you practice those in such a way that you had no attachment to them, even though they're beneficial, and that you would that you would welcome them to come, and you would welcome them when they want to go. So that would be the form would be the asanas you're referring to, but the thing that would make it Buddhist meditation would be that there would be no attachment to the state. If you're in an excellent yogic state and there's any attachment to it, then it's not really in accord with the ceremony of Buddha's meditation. But if you're in an excellent state of body-mind balance and you have no attachment to it, and you're happy to give it away to others, and you're doing it for the sake of others, and you realize while you're doing that meditation, that yogic posture, if you realize in that state that you're doing it together with all beings, and that all beings are yourself, and you realize that you can't find this posture that you're so happily performing, then what you're doing is Buddhist meditation. Similarly, if you're sitting and not balanced and not able to follow your breathing and total wreck, yogically speaking, and you have no attachment to that and no aversion to that, it's the same practice. If you're sitting and not able to follow your breathing and you don't feel balanced, but yet even when you're not balanced, you're completely settled with not being balanced, with being a yogic wreck, and you love that state the same way you love these excellent yogic states that you're in the asanas, then in both cases you're in the yogic state of the Buddha mind. So Zen is like a place for you to come and see if you can settle with yogic catastrophe, yogic failure.
Such as
not being able to be concentrated, such as being off balance, such as falling over on your face. Can you be relaxed and playful in that state? And also, can you practice yoga postures that are where you're perfectly balanced and feeling totally joyful? Can you practice that and completely be playful with that, including, you know, that you're not holding on to that wonderful state? So when you're in a terrible yogic mess, not concentrated at all, your mind's extremely busy, can you love that? And can you show other people, because you love it, how to love it? And also, if you meet some people who are really good yogis, can you teach them how to love their yogic state? Not like their yogic states. Because many yogis are really attached to their yogic states. They do not know how to love their yogic states. They only know how to grasp them and possess them. So the Zazen student, Zazen teacher, can teach the great yogis, like the Buddha was before he learned to how to practice yoga in the new way, he could teach the yogis that he used to practice with how not to be attached to their yogic state.
Would you consider that I'm attached to...
Would I consider what?
Would the following example be, it's not just an example, but actually what I experienced, be an attachment to my yogic state? Outside of Green Gulch, I'm generally far more lively and happier and joyful, centered.
Many people are like that, by the way.
Good.
This is called the Green Dragon Cave here. We go down into Green Gulch. Yes, please continue.
But I believe the reason why I've been a little off balance is I haven't been practicing yoga. And it's not just yoga, it's just with a specific teacher like Brian Kest in Santa Monica in LA, for example. It's a specific kind of yoga. It's flow, level 3 or beyond level 3. Dripping, you're sweating on the floor.
Right.
And I've taken some classes here, but they really didn't do anything for me.
Okay.
And maybe this is premature for me to say, there's one more day of Sesshin and I haven't done any practice period yet, but sitting all day, day after day, is a piece of cake for me. It hasn't distracted me from my thoughts, and I don't have to concentrate.
Yeah, well, this is a... what I hear you say, let me see if I got what you said, is that when you're not at Green Gulch, when you're practicing yoga more, you're more lively and happy, right? And then when you're here and you don't practice yoga that way, you don't feel so lively and happy as you do when you're doing more yoga. Is that correct?
Correct. And I also don't feel like I'm one with all.
Yeah. So when you're practicing this yoga, you feel you're one with all and happy and lively and balanced.
Yes.
Right. Okay. So Zazen is that if you're in such a state that you describe where you're lively and happy and balanced and feeling one with all, Zazen is that you give that away. If you get into such a situation, such a wonderful situation, Zazen would be to give that away.
What do you mean by give it away? How do I give it away?
Well, like, don't possess it. Don't be possessive of it. And another way to give it away would come to Green Gulch. Because that would entail giving it away, leaving it on the other side of the hill. And then when you come to Green Gulch and you're in a state where you're not lively and not happy and not feeling at one and not balanced, then you give that away. And one way to give it away would be go and practice yoga over the hill. It's to abide in a state of excellent yogic concentration and bliss and oneness is not our way. Our way is not to abide in such a state. But if such a state comes, we say, welcome, darling. And when it goes, we say, it's been great knowing you. Good luck. And when a yogic monster comes, all off balance and leaking energy and totally depressed and feeling separate from everyone, when that comes, we say, please come in. We've been waiting for you, darling. Please sit down. It's to welcome all beings. It's to have no abode. So, and practicing asanas may help you settle into the place where you won't abide. So it's non-abiding, non-attachment. So that we can go into realms where meet people are miserable, off balance, don't know how to practice yoga, totally distracted, totally frightened, and teach them how to be, and you know, joyfully enter this miserable situation and play with them. Play with depressed, miserable, not at one, off balance, play with that. Now, of course, in order to play with that, you have to be balanced and settled and at ease. So, you've got the perfect situation. You've got off balance, not so happy, not so energetic. Now, if you can be at ease with that, then you can help other people who are in that situation to learn to be at ease. Now, one way to do that would be to be a yoga teacher, and people who come, I'm just saying, did you say no?
No, I don't want to be a teacher.
The one way to be for you would be to be a yoga teacher.
I just want to be a yogini.
Yeah, so I'm saying, give up being a yogini and be a yoga teacher. No, see, now that resistance, that's not zazen. You should say, okay, I'll be, what is it you want me to be? I'll be it. Of course, you're just kidding, but you say so. You're just pretending that you'll be a yoga teacher. But that will help you realize what the Zen thing is, to realize that when you're practicing these yoga postures, you're just pretending to be a yogini. You're not really a yogini. Buddha, when Buddha's being Buddha, the great teacher, he's pretending to be a Buddha. It's a fiction he's presenting to help people. Okay, I'll be Buddha. Helps people. But what we've been chanting every day is Buddha saying, that's just a show. I just do that so people can see me. I'm not really that way. I'm not a yogini. I'm not a Buddha. That's what a Buddha is. You can't grasp it. It has no fixed referent. This is what Zazen's about.
But you're not suggesting, excuse me.
Go ahead.
You're not suggesting I give up my yoga practice, though, do you?
I'm suggesting you make your yoga practice a donation to all beings. That's what I'm suggesting. But after you give it away, then you can have a yoga practice the next day to give away. Always give your yoga practice away. I'm suggesting not that you don't practice yoga. I'm suggesting that you do not possess your yoga practice.